What's up, everybody? And welcome back to another episode of Talking with Cannabis with your favorite hostess, with the mostest, Kizzle, and your other favorite number one hostess with the mostest, Mizzle, Faux Shizzle. Now, you know, we brought the gas to the conversation. What we got here?
I opened the wrong one, and it's that one. See, this is the cherry do-si-do. I accidentally opened the Gushman's. I wanted the cherry do-si-do. So we're going to have that.
So today, we're going to be talking
about... Sponsored by Cherry Do-si-do.
We're going to be talking about DJ Vlad. He had a recent interview on his channel with Neo that was actually with, Gloria Velez, right? So, okay. We're going to get into this and why the internet is giving this man backlash or why they're praising him. So, let's see.
I have no issue with the LBG. I have no problem with none of it, with nobody. Hey, love who you love, do what you do. I just personally come from an era where a man was a man and a woman was a woman, and it wasn't but two genders, and that's just how I rock. Now, you can identify as a goldfish if you feel
like right.
I care. That ain't my business. It becomes my business when you try to make me play the game with you. I'm not finna call you a goldfish, but if you want to be a goldfish, you go be a goldfish or something.
Amen.
But man, it's just, we live in a weird time, man.
We do.
Live in a time where a person will have a mental breakdown in front of their camera.
Right.
Wait, let me wipe balance.
That's crazy, right?
What the hell is that? Like, if you are of sound mind enough to find the light.
Right.
So, if y'all want to see the interview, y'all go over to DJ Vlad. You know what I'm saying? This is all under fair use. We just, you know, we giving our opinion, you know, our review. So,
I'm good, y'all. I just, you know.
Smoking that gas.
No, like, I don't know. Some air, like, went down the wrong pipe. Like, you ever took a breath and then it went down the wrong pipe and you just like, like, it's just not good.
You're just like,
yeah, like, you know, like panic ensues and you're just like, oh, that's not good. Oh, God. But what I was going to say was, she like, I don't know, I got kind of annoyed, not because of what he said or any, not even the topic that they're talking about. Just the fact that she didn't let his ass talk, really. Like, she kept, like, kind of talking over him before he could finish the sentence because she was trying to agree with him so much, you know? Like, because she did agree with him, like, you know? So she was like, oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. And it's like, I get that, but, like, girl, kind of wait till he's done with the sentence. Like, I don't know, but I've just been in kind of a mood today, so maybe that's why. Yeah, like, that's how I feel right now.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But the actual point of the interview, like, I don't think what he said was wrong. I think a lot of people feel that way because of how they grew up and how things were back then in society, back when they were growing up. If mm-hmm. they're around that age range of, like, Neo and whatnot, you know? Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get what he's saying. He said, you know, right. At one point in time, it was just these two.
Exactly. So, like I said, I don't think what he's saying is wrong.
So you can do what you do and watch my shoes.
That's pretty much how I feel about it too. Like, you know, you do what you do. I'm not gonna judge you.
And I'm gonna do what I do.
Right, and
I'm gonna let you do what you do.
Right. Just don't try to push that on me and try to force me to be like you, because it's like, nah, I don't wanna do that. I don't wanna be like that, and that's fine. You know, we can still hang out or whatever, but like, yeah, don't be pushing that on me. That's not how I roll. And it's like, yeah, that's totally okay. You could still be you around me, mm-hmm. and still like what you like around me, whatever. I'm not asking you to hide that from me, but, like, don't be trying to put that on me. You know, like,
yeah,
don't be definitely creeping.
Yeah. Be yourself. And I think that's what a lot of the rallies and the protests were for, was for people to, you know, be comfortable
exactly
in their own skin and be able to be yourself in public without receiving the backlash. I get that. And, like I said,
or without being perceived as predatorial.
Right, so people have...
just for being who they are people, in public.
You know what I'm saying? You stand in, we're both standing on both sides of the 6 or the 9. It depends on which side you stand on. And, yeah, man.
All right, nug sample of the day. I am going to let you look at these under the light and let me know what you think.
Wow, they're pretty purpley.
Yeah.
And dark and dinky and frosty. But, I'm trying to remember what I was actually going to say, because I think it had something to do with,
that we're on both sides?
Well,
you said something like that. I'll let you kind of get it together.
I think it was basically how, you know, he was going into the discussion about how people can't identify as, you know, whatever they want. But,
and it don't bother him, per se.
Yeah, and it shouldn't bother anyone. I guess I was just trying to draw all those, connect all those things together. The fact that, you know, you do what
saying,
you do, and everybody, you know...
He was just basically saying, don't tell me that I have to, you know, be like you also.
Right.
Like, be just like you.
I don't know. I'm so stoned that I couldn't draw everything together what I was saying, but you kind of, you know,
right,
nailed it.
Because his example of it is a goldfish. Like, you know, he's basically, like, his example is, yeah, you, if you want to be a goldfish, be a goldfish. I don't give a damn. But don't sit there and tell me I have to be a goldfish, too. Because I don't want to be a goldfish. And it's like, yeah, that is totally fine. You know, like, people should also be okay with that. And that's where people get all freaked out by these people.
I think that's why, that's what I was trying to put together, is that, you know, these people, you know, have organized, you know, peace, you know, they trying to structure, you know, peace so that they not, you know, the ones that's being harmed, but, you know, other people see it as, oh, you trying to push that agenda on us, and we don't want that, and it used to be like this, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and
I mean,
it's like, yeah, we're not telling you to go hide in your houses and not be who you are, regardless of who you are or what you identify as, whatever, but, like, yeah, you sitting there and telling me that I have to, like, wear the same thing that you're wearing, and, like, maybe I don't want to wear that, you know? Mm. Like...
So, let's dig into these comments a little bit while we have a couple minutes left. One of them says, stand tall, Neo. You're not wrong for your beliefs, no matter how much pressure they apply. I'm just going to scroll to a random one. This one says, can't believe I'm saying this, but it's so refreshing seeing common sense in media again. What crazy times we live in. So, here goes. Let's see.
Well, I think they're trying to touch on that in the comments, because, you know, these, a lot of these people that are, like, fans of these celebrities will, like, not be their fans anymore because of their opinions on these types of things, because they're not a full, fully, like, I don't know, like, it's like some of these people act like, oh, they have to be wearing, like, this full getup and, like, you know, parading around this flag and, you know, full on, like, yeah, go crazy, like, you know, For us fans that are into that shit, too. And it's like, yeah, that's not their job. They don't have to do that. They still support you for who you are, but they don't have to sit there and do the exact same stuff that you're doing. You know?
And let me just say, for the record, you know, he didn't even try to, like...
I think that's what they meant by pressure,
though. He didn't even try to get the acronym right.
No, I know,
but... He just said the LB, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Like, you think... Just by knowing the acronym that attaches you to being homosexual or it emasculates you. Or,
well, I was going to say...
You know, and I'm like,
like, oh, come the on, comments bro. Are talking about pressure, but it's like, yeah, it's because of that societal pressure to be a full-on 100% like ally or supporter. You know,
and,
like,
and this
these
is not
fans
to defame the man.
Like, these fans are pressuring these celebrities to full-on be these, like, 100% ally supporters and all these types of things and, like, go extra hard for them. And it's like, yeah, they don't necessarily have to do that. That's not necessarily in their job description. Like, if you're a fan, you're a fan. But you pressuring them to be exactly like y'all, that's not going to help anything.
Literally, these comments are just praising this man.
But they shouldn't be.
But like I said, if y'all want to see the interview, go over to DJ Vlad's YouTube. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can leave y'all feedback on there. Alright? This has been Talking with Cannabis. Peace.